solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international, and oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to our number two on this hump day, and congratulations, you were halfway to the weekend. I'm going to go ahead now and just keep moving forward. We're doing our section right now. We call home fries. Every once in a while, you got to pay attention to what's happening in your own backyard, right? News from around about us. Well, one of the people who's a lot of times at the center of that news is our friend, Chairman John Wall. He is chairman of the Alabama Republican Party, and he has been on the show multiple times. He is currently at the National Convention or conference right now. And I just wanted to call and get his perspective on something that is currently in our Alabama news and then get a national read on things. So without further ado, Chairman John Wall, how you doing?
Oh, doing well. It's good to be on the show.
Well, it's good to have you back, and thanks for making time for us. I know you're out of town right now, traveling a bit and doing some Republicanism stuff. But let me ask you this, and I don't think you were at the meeting, but you are a member of the Alabama Public Library Service Board. And they did indeed finally vote yesterday, and I believe it was your motion, to unanimously withdraw from the American Library Association. Am I right?
No, that is correct. And this is a great step in continuing the process, because this is going to be an ongoing process. You know, we've already made some good ground in the past. We're going to be, this is a good step, and then I want to keep this going in this process of cleaning up our libraries and making sure they're safe places for our children. You know, it's, to me, it's such so common sense. Parents should be able to not have to worry about books that are in the children's section. They should be clean. They should not have sexually explicit material, and parents shouldn't even have to worry about it. And so I'm very, very proud of this step. I think it's a great step in the right direction as we continue to move forward.
Yeah, we actually had Elizabeth Stewart from Moms for Liberty in Madison County on yesterday. She was talking about the Athens Library, things she's working on up there. They had a meeting, I believe, in the Huntsville Library last night. And then, of course, we had the Library Association meeting or Library Service meeting down in Montgomery. Who would have thought that libraries were the center of controversy? I mean, they're like ground zero for wokeism right now.
No, it's true. And, you know, I think it goes back to, and this is a battle, you know, I'm growing to learn this more and more, especially with my position on the APLS board. And of course, as party chairman as well. But anything that has to do with children, there seems to be an organized push from socialist, leftist, and Marxist to indoctrinate those areas and to control what our children are thinking and what they're being taught. And it makes sense. This is straight out of the Communist Manifesto. Marx was very clear in it. Get control of the children, because he who controls the children today controls the country and all of society tomorrow.
Yep. No, you're absolutely right.
I think that's the battle we're in. Wherever it's at, they're going after our children. We need to recognize that. We need to know what's happening, and we need to fight it.
No, absolutely right. In fact, I even made the point yesterday. You know, people get all up in arms, like Tabitha Eisner, who I know you know who that is. She's the vice chairman of the state Democrat Party. She's up in arms about book banning and all the things that are allegedly happening that are not happening. But my point was, I don't want to live in a society that won't ask questions about things that are in front of our kids. We should. I mean, what good, level-headed, responsible, moral society would ever go a day without asking about what's in front of their kids?
That's right. And this is not a new concept. We rate video games. We rate movies for appropriateness. We rate music. We don't want our children buy alcohol, buy cigarettes, buy guns. This is not a new concept. It makes perfect sense. And if the Democrat Party do want to talk about banning things, let's talk about the party that does believe in banning, because it's actually not the Republican Party. Yes. It's not conservatives. It's the leftists who want to ban people's free speech or ban their ability to not wear a mask or to not take a vaccine. But look, if we're talking about the party that wants to control people and ban things, it's the Democrat Party.
Yeah.
And all we're asking, we're not banning any books. All we're saying is don't put sexually explicit material in the children's section. Look, if you want to go check it out or buy it and show it to your kids, that's up to you. But don't put it where innocent children will find it.
Well, and listen, this is a bit of a rabbit trail, but it's not in a sense. there was a lot of grassroots effort. I mean, granted, you're on the board, and you are the chairman of the state party, the Republican Party, but there were a lot of grassroots efforts in this whole library process, still ongoing. I mean, you had Clean Up Alabama, which is really just citizens who got active and formed their own group, Moms for Liberty in North Alabama doing their thing. Your thoughts on grassroots effort for conservatism right now?
Well, and we're seeing this across the country. Parents are getting involved. They're seeing what their children are being exposed to. They're seeing what their children are being taught in schools. You know, this was a big part of why Glenn Youngkin won the governorship in Virginia.
Yeah.
Because parents are realizing they're waking up to what's going on. They're seeing what's happening with their kids, and they want to clean it up. They want to be involved. I think that's so important. And it is probably the biggest issue, underlying issue, kind of the one that's not being talked about politically. I think right now protecting children from woke policies is probably the biggest unspoken issue in the country.
I would say if you could put that on a ballot somewhere, like actually label it, it would still go overwhelmingly and maybe bipartisan.
Absolutely.
Well, hey, listen, speaking of putting things on a ballot, let me shift gears on you. State party chairman, you are also right now at the national convention, the RNC conference, committee is meeting right now, or what are y'all doing?
That is
there?
Correct. Yep. As state chairman, I'm a member of the Republican National Convention Committee, and I am at their winter meeting right now.
Well, your winter meeting up there, I'm sure there's a lot of talk about what's happening in primaries, and I know you can't endorse. I'm not asking you to. But there's a whole lot going on right now about what's happening with Trump being taken off of ballots. And efforts being made by, you know, non-elected or for that matter, bureaucratic level positions that are trying to fight to get him off the ballot, legal matters, lawfare. And then, of course, you still got him and Haley that are duking it out. Where do you see all this going? What kind of discussions have y'all been having out there that talks about the national scene?
You know, for sure. Well, the first thing is we can be honest about it at this point. This is not a bias or an endorsement or a support issue. Donald Trump is going to be the nominee of the Republican Party. And I don't see any path to victory for any other candidate at this point. And then the Democrats know that. And that's why we're seeing them. They are literally have already started the general election campaign, and they are trying to use the justice system and our court system to take out their political rival. Now, ironically, the Democrats have been crying for years about January 6th and an insurrection that was trying to overturn our democracy.
Yeah.
Well, one, I don't believe we're a democracy. We're a constitutional republic. But two, if they are, do you want to talk about someone trying to undermine the democratic election process? It is the Democrat Party right now trying to take Donald Trump off the ballot instead of letting the voters decide.
Yeah.
And that's, don't use the power of government to go after your political opponent. That's my opinion. I think that's what we're seeing happen right now.
Well, I think it's absolutely what we're seeing. And you can't tell me, by the way, there's not some kind of cohesive effort on the part of the various, you know, legal proceedings. I mean, at some point, someone, somewhere, and I'm not even a conspiracy theorist, but there is no way this is happening in the blind.
No, that's right. But I believe it's an old, I forget whether it's a, I think it's a Franklin Roosevelt quote, actually. So it's a Democrat side. There are no coincidences in politics. And I believe that is very true in this case. There's definitely an effort to use the power of government for the good of the Democrats.
Well, has there been any, I know that DeSantis actually was pretty much right there neck and neck with Haley, but pretty much the number two, and he's dropped out and endorsed Trump. I haven't seen him make any stump appearances yet with Trump, but as you mentioned, it's hard to see any way forward for another candidate. At this point, do we have any indication that Nikki Haley's going to drop out anytime soon? Because South Carolina's coming. Is that what she's banking on? I mean, what's the deal?
You know, and there have been some discussions about that out here because it's her home state is up next. No candidate wants to lose their home state. And, I all the polling points to the fact that she will lose South Carolina as things stand now. So it's going to be interesting to see. I think she'll be asking those hard questions. You know, does she actually want to continue this race? Her home state going into Super Tuesday and really, really not have the opportunity to win, even in her home territory where she should do well. And that's I think it's an important question to ask because at this point, we do need to start getting focused on the general election. The Democrats already are. The Republican Party needs to be. So it's going to be interesting to see what she decides.
I hope there's discussion, and maybe you can enlighten me on this if there is. I hope there's discussion about, so first of all, I mean, a lot of people say that Trump has to grab some of the moderates, some of the swing voter independents. Trump has to do a better job with minorities, which apparently he is. It's trending well in that regard. But one of the things that really, really bugs me, and I see it on social media, are the number of so-called Republican never-Trumpers who are even saying things like they'd vote for Biden before they vote for Trump and yet still calling themselves Republicans. And we don't have room for that. There's absolutely no room. I don't mean like kick them out of the party. I'm talking about there's no room in the numbers that we need to have in November for people to be peeling away because they're just discontented with the personality. What are your thoughts on that?
No, that's absolutely right. And here's the bottom line. We need to stop looking at personalities and start looking at policies. Mm. And you may not like Donald Trump's personality, but this is about saving our country because we are headed. There's a group of people in Washington, D.C. who want to redefine what America is, what we fundamentally are. You know, take us from this grand American experiment, constitutional republic, where rights come from our creator, and twist that into some kind of hybrid socialist democratic system. And it doesn't matter what the person's personality is. We're talking about the fundamental fact of, can we actually restore America? Can we actually save this country that we all love? And I certainly hope all these people will ask that question. Like, it's not about Donald Trump. This is about America and making sure that we preserve it for our future generations.
Yeah, I completely agree. Listen, with about a minute left here, John, I won't get into state politics because we just not enough time, but I want to ask you this. I think I saw a headline that in the last month, because I was getting concerned about national-level Republican fundraising, but it appears that we just had a windfall month. Am I right in saying that?
That is correct. Fundraising is up coming in out of January, and I think that's important, and hopefully that will continue. But I also will encourage – one thing I've been doing out here at the RNC – I am encouraging them with a little bit of Alabama values and a little bit of Alabama courage. You know, our state motto is, we dare defend our rights. I want to see an RNC that is out there boldly speaking the conservative message that
thank
we
you.
Will defend our rights, we'll protect people's liberties, and we will fight for freedom.
No, I thank you for that because I think that's the frustration that a lot of people feel. And I've been a card-carrying Republican for years. You know my background and all that. But the reality is there's a great deal of a sense of squishiness on things that the grassroots true Republican conservatives actually care about, and I would love to see more of that on the national level.
Now, they need it, and I'm doing all I can to give it to them.
Well, I appreciate you, and I know your pedigree, so thank you very much. Hey, Chairman John Wall calling in from out of town. We appreciate your time, and we'll have you back in the studio sometime soon, too, okay?
I will look forward to it.
All right, take care. All right, listen, we're going to take a break right now, but that was Chairman John Wall. He is the chairman of the Alabama Republican Party, and by the way, the man has made national waves. He is now on several national level committees, and the guy's as conservative as the day is long. I mean, he's a right side ruffian, just so you know. Got the T-shirt and all. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.